First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootes.
Well, I'm afraid a nasty financial shock yesterday. The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee raising interest rates by 50 basis points, more than expected. The Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyago also saying our economy will grow by only 0.2%. this year, and that load shedding is adding around 0.5% to inflation. Dr. Lumkile Mondi is a senior lecturer in the School of Economics and Business Science at Wits University. Dr. Mondi, good morning to you. Thank you for your time. Firstly, inflation is high, very high, 50 basis points, more than expected. Will it be enough to tame inflation?
Good morning, Stephen, and to your listeners. Thanks again for having me. We are living in a very fascinating world, given the events that emanated from Europe, from America, and have spread to Europe in relation to the instability and systemic risk embedded in bank failure and the responsibility of central bank to intervene to protect depositors. Therefore, these events, I think, might have had a huge influence on the decision of the central bank to up by 50 basis points. The idea being to keep depositors locked in, given that the return they're getting has improved by 50 basis points, and really show South Africans that the banking sector is stable, and therefore what we're witnessing internationally may not lead to any impact negatively to South Africa's financial systems, because the Reserve Bank will act in the interest of depositors and ensuring that the stability in the financial sector. So I think that had a much larger influence than the inflation outlook.
One of the scary numbers from yesterday, the bank expects food price inflation this year to be 9.9%. That's having such a big impact on people. Do you agree with that forecast?
I agree with that forecast. Remember that the impact of load shedding has undermined the irrigation of various plants that we enjoy and eat in South Africa and the rest of the world. So in that regard, really, in certain areas, we're importing to supplement the lesser output or yield from South Africa to make South Africans happy. That means that the food prices have risen tremendously. So up until we address the power, so many costs are going to be emanating the economy. And therefore, this is beyond the Reserve Bank control, this hike of 50 basis points. We need to look deeply around our economic policy, around how we can rebuild this economy, and in doing so, aim at lowering costs across many areas, from electricity, transport, as well as water, and rates, which are impacting negatively on South Africans, given the instability of local government based on the discussion just we had just before me.
It's a big question, but the Competition Commission's investigating food prices. It says it believes there's profiteering. I've seen a lot of commentary from private sector economists to say the Commission has not understood what's happening. The price of inputs is very high. You've spoken about that already. What do you think is happening with food price inflation? Is the Competition Commission correct, or is this commentary against them correct?
So the Competition Commission has to do what it's got to do, and that is welcome. There is no doubt in South Africa that there is a concentration of players around the food chain. And therefore, I think this intervention is welcome, not so much to look at the drivers of the increases of our food prices, but to look at the concentration, because I think the value chain is dominated by bigger players who control the whole value chain, and therefore may be able to influence the price as well. And I think that's exactly what the Competition Commission is looking at. Not so much about the price. It's got no role to tell us what price should be charged. What its responsibility is to ensure that there is no harm because of concentration, of a lack of competition, and some form of oligopolistic or monopolistic behavior by the players in the agricultural value chain. And I think that's what it's about.
Dr. Lumkile Mondi, thank you so much. Senior lecturer in the School of Economics and Business Science at Wits University.